everyone. Welcome to part two of Mental Health 101. My name is Shelly Ann Johnson. I'm a licensed clinical social worker in private practice here in the state of Georgia. The main focus of my work is in perinatal care and so new and expectant moms and trauma. I also work with mental health facilities dealing with people in the height of their mental health crises. So these circumstances obviously inherently come with stress and anxiety. I don't want you guys to think that stress and anxiety is something that is terrible, right? It's normal. It's normal. We all experience stress. We all experience anxiety. It's our system's way of letting us know, like, hey, something is wrong. It's building some kind of awareness. The issue comes up when it starts to interfere with our everyday functioning, when we can't leave the house because we're so anxious, when we can't speak in a crowd because it's just so stressful for us. And these symptoms also can show up somatically, right? So they can show up physically in our bodies, like headaches, inflammation, and other illnesses. So I'm going to talk to you guys a little bit about some practical things you can do. Times when you start to feel so stressed out and so anxious, you're even having panic attacks to where you can't function. I'm going to give you some tools, some things that I've used successfully in my practice that have been very effective at helping my clients with the symptoms of stress and anxiety. So here we go. People often say, exercise, eat right. You know, this will help your stress and your anxiety, your depression, right? And that's good advice. But sometimes we're so deep in the throes of our mental health issue, whether it's anxiety or stress, that we can't. We're so depressed, we can't get out of bed to exercise. We don't have the time because our jobs are so stressful, right? So what are some things that you can do that are practical that you can use to manage your daily stress and your daily anxiety? So I'll give you a few examples, and then I'm going to lead you guys actually in a couple of exercises that you can do by yourself. You don't need a therapist or anyone to do these. Okay. So here we go. First thing you can do when you are feeling anxious is changing your environment. So you're in your bedroom, you're stressed out about all the things you have to do with work, your mind is going a mile a minute, and you're about to have a full-on panic attack. Go to the living room, change your environment, go outside, get some fresh air, get some vitamin D. Just being in a different environment will break up the monotony of what you're feeling, and it'll break up those symptoms of anxiety and stress. And while we're on the subject of going outside, something that I love to do, something that I encourage is earthing. So simply put, earthing is reconnecting your body, the human body, to the earth's surface, to the earth's electrons. We're so disconnected now with our shoes, we're on concrete, so we're not connected to the natural electrons. And we're an electrical system, right? We have energy, and all electrical systems are stabilized and they're grounded by the earth. So you just simply going outside, putting your feet in the dirt, putting your feet in some grass, actually balances the cortisol in your body. It's been linked to better sleep. It reduces stress. It relieves pain, anxiety, depression, irritability. It can also actually effectively reduce inflammation in the body. So just going outside and putting your feet in some grass is an amazing stress relief and is very good for you. Tons of studies on earthing. So you guys can check that out on your own time as well. And something that Dr. Thompson actually talked about a little bit is I statements. So another thing you can do is practicing a little bit of self-compassion. Sometimes we're so mean to ourselves when those parts of us come up that are anxious, that are saying, hey, Shelly Ann, I'm nervous. Your body is trying to tell you something. Your mind is doing its job. It's saying, hey, something is wrong here. And we're just like, get away from me. I don't want to hear you. You know, you're making me uncomfortable. And anxiety is uncomfortable. But instead, practice a little self-compassion. Say, hey, I hear you. I know you're scared. And give yourself a little bit of love. Sometimes we're the meanest people to ourselves. My rule of thumb is if you wouldn't say it to someone you love, then don't say it. More often than not, you're actually hurting yourself. let's see, the next thing that we can do. So this is a little bit of self-love, hug yourself. next thing that we can do is active meditation. So I know that sounds kind of counterintuitive, right? So I'm gonna give you a little example of how this works. So a lot of times when we try to meditate, at least I know this was something for me, it was hard to shut my mind off, to even give myself the 5 minutes I needed to actually meditate. So some of us, when we say meditate, they're like, I can't, like my mind is just too active. So with active meditation, it's kind of like a, you know, in between. So the way you do this is you, after work, your day is done, you've decided, okay, I need to relax, but your mind is still going. Go to a place where you can actually have some alone time, some silence, right? And then you can turn on some music, rain sounds, white noise, whatever kind of calms you down. And just put that on, have a pen and paper handy right next to you, and then write down everything that comes to your mind, whether it's work related, whether it's about your private life, your to-do list, whatever is coming to your mind. It doesn't have to be a long dissertation either. You can just make bullet points. And what that does is it clears your mind of it. Because your mind really is just trying to help you. It's like, oh, Shellyann, don't forget to do this. It doesn't want you to forget. So when you put it on this piece of paper, it's telling yourself, okay, I have it on this paper. It's safe. It's not going anywhere. You're not going to get to that stuff until tomorrow anyways. So this will give yourself permission to kind of relax for the night and tell yourself that, like, hey, it's safe. It's on this paper. I'm not going to forget about it, but right now I need to relax. And believe it or not, guys, it actually works. It's pretty effective at getting your mind to just kind of calm down. So now that we've kind of gotten that out of the way, so changing your environment, earthing, practicing self-compassion, and active meditation, I am now going to lead you in a couple of exercises. These are ones that have been super helpful to my clients and to myself, actually. And they're easy to do. So I picked these because it's stuff that you can do on your own at any time. All right. So if you would join me, if you're comfortable with closing your eyes, you can do so. If not, it's totally fine. But the first thing is deep breathing. So when you're stressed out, when you're anxious, what that is just your body is heightened. You're in a heightened sense of alert. So you're almost in fight or flight. For some of us, even if you're having a panic attack, that is what it is. You're in fight or flight. So your nervous system is alerted. So what you need to do is calm it down. And the way you do that is by breathing. And I know it sounds easy, but sometimes we forget to breathe, especially when we're actually having a panic attack or when we're scared. So you just sit with yourself for a moment, and you can do this. You don't have to have a special set time set aside for this. You can do this at any point. Any point you start to feel any type of anxiety or stress. So you just take a deep breath in and you hold it for a count. So you go 1, 2, 3, 4. You breathe in for 4 and breathe out slowly for 5, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, breathe in for 4, 3, 4. You breathe out slowly for 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, breathe in slowly for 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. And you breathe out slowly for 5, 1, 2, 4, 5. Okay, and what you're doing is you're telling your nervous system, I want you to calm down. And this is biology, guys. It automatically calms you down. So it's nothing special that you have to do. The only thing that you have to do is just remember to breathe. Breath is life. So once you take your deep breaths in, slowly breathe out for a count, and it can be longer than 4, whatever you need. If it's 5, if it's 6, but just make sure when you breathe out slowly, you just do it for 1 more count. So if you're breathing in for 4, you breathe out for 5, et cetera. breathe in for 5, you breathe out for 6. All right. And while you're doing this exercise too, just kind of imagine relaxing parts of your body that seem to be holding tension. So our face carries a lot of tension. So if you're feeling that tension in your face, just, you know, relax your jaw, relax your eyebrows, these places in our body that we don't even think are holding tension, but they are. So that is one, deep breathing, super, super effective. It's very, very powerful. The breath is life. That's where all life begins. All right. So the next thing that I love, love, love to do is energy work. So it's about bringing good energy into your body and letting go of the tension and anxiety and stress that be holding in our bodies. We talked a little bit about somatic experiencing, right? So experiencing things in our body where parts of us are holding things. So whether we're holding sadness, we're holding anxiety, we're holding stress. So this exercise is super effective with actually letting go of these things. And it helps with the somatic experiencing that we get when we hold on to things in our body, because it's energy. Like anything else, if you're holding it, it doesn't go anywhere, and it will manifest. It will show up in your body in different ways. And that's where we get panic attacks and anxiety. All right. So if you guys are with me one more time, we're going to go ahead and close our eyes if you're comfortable to do so. All right. We're going to take a deep breath in. And just blow it out and try to relax as best you can. Now, in your mind's eye, we're going to do a little bit of using our imagination here. All right. I want you to envision a bright, beautiful light coming from the sun. Whether that light is green, blue, yellow, whatever healing color is manifesting for you. For me, it's always this beautiful yellow light, whatever is comforting and comforting to you and comfortable to you. So go ahead and envision this light as we breathe in. So we're breathing in this beautiful healing light from the sun. And just imagine this energy is filling up your head. And we're breathing out any negativity, any doubt, any anxiety. We breathe in again this healing light. And now it's filled our neck and our shoulders are glowing with this healing light. We breathe out any stress, any tension we're holding in our shoulders, any pain, any depression, any sadness. We're breathing in healing energy. And now it's filling up our chest and our back, and our torso is filled with this healing light. We breathe out any doubt, any negativity, any stress, any anxiety. Once again, we breathe in our healing light. It's filled up our arms and our fingertips. Breathing out any stress, any tension that is holding. We're so calm now. As we breathe in this healing light, it's filling up our pelvic area. We hold so much stress there. Just let it go. As you breathe out, you release the tension you're holding there. You release any anxiety, any pain, any doubt. Breathe in once again, healing, beautiful light as it covers your thighs and your knees. And you're breathing out any tension, any anxiety, any stress that you're holding. Breathe in again, healing, beautiful light. Now it's filled up your legs and your feet all the way to your toes. You breathe out any negativity, any doubt, stress, or anxiety. We're going to do this once more as we breathe in this healing light. Now I feel our body is glowing. We feel so much lighter because now we have this positive energy inside of us, this healing light. We blow out any remaining negativity, any negative doubts, anything that's persisting in our bodies. We sit in this healing. We sit in this moment of peace, knowing that we can only control what we can control. Whatever is left, we just have to let it go. Our worry is not going to change it. All we can change is us and how we react. Right, and when you are ready, you can open your eyes, come back to this beautiful space that we're sharing. And I'm going to leave actually my contact information here on this last slide. If you guys have any questions, if you need to reach me, if you need any additional resources or tips on stress management, I'll be more than happy to share what I know, because I love giving this information. So thank you so much for having me, guys.